powered by science.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Said we're here for a good time, not a long time,
not a long time.
So have a good time, the sun can't shine.
Well, welcome to Live Local Radio. This is your host, David Keys, on 97.1 FM. I've got my co-pilot, Pat Murphy, next to me over here. Hey, Pat.
Hello.
He does that voice thing, too. He really does. And I want to welcome everybody for listening in today. It's been a few Thursdays since I've been here, but we had a couple that we taped, and we've been all over the countryside, for sure, spreading the good word, for sure. But
you weren't slacking.
No, I wasn't.
You've been very busy.
We've all been busy, for sure.
Anybody who follows David Key's life knows that he's a man. I wouldn't even just say a man of the country. He's a man of the continent.
You know, and Pat has a little Canadian background there, too. So anytime I'm in Canada with Rotary International, he always says, oh, gosh, bring me back the elbows up T-shirt, which I have got one, but it's not the right Pat Murphy size, just so you know.
Working on it.
I am working on it. And then, we've got a few coffee mugs there from a pretty famous coffee. It's kind of like the Starbucks of Canada. It really, truly is. Tim Hortons, have you heard of
that? Timmy's.
Oh, my gosh.
Timbits.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's Dunkin' Donuts to shame.
It is the best for apple fritters. And I shouldn't do that, but I have been. But it's good stuff.
When he's out and he's about in the States or Canada, and they'll ask me around here, where's David? I'll say, David's incontinent.
That's right. Making new friends, I've got to tell you. Yeah, and it is funny. This is the time of year when we are all making friends and doing great things. I was lucky enough this morning to be a part of a donation to the food bank, and that was a pretty cool thing. A bunch of business people and Deervember type thing for Northwest Auto Body donated again $7,500. It's been just cool. It's almost $33,000 now to the food bank in 10 years.
I bought a bunch of oranges from the Sandpoint Middle School. And they're I'm donating them to the food bank, and tomorrow's the pickup. I'm just donating straight to the food bank.
Well, that's important.
Fresh food.
And the food bank needs all the help they can get right now, too.
Yes.
They had that scare with the SNAP benefits going away, and they had some other things going on. And they're seeing more and more people all the time. And then what happens during the holidays now, too, everybody just kind of gets more amped up, and people are definitely moving to our community still and trying to find their way through it. But I guess that's why we're all here, right, Janice?
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking today a little bit about Lions Club, a little bit of Rotary stuff, all sorts of cool stuff. And I think what I'm going to do, Pat, I'm going to take a break, I think, and we'll get her started off, if that works out well for you, Mr.
Do you
push
believe
the button.
That? He's been gone for a couple of weeks. He's on for around 4 minutes, and the guy already says, let's take a breather.
Clear out more time for Janice that way, uninterrupted that
true
way.
That.
So very good. Well, after the break, we'll come back with Janice from the Sandpoint Lions Club, and they're in the middle of Toys for Tots, and they're in the middle of a ton of things going on. And I thought it would be a good time to catch up at the end of the year and find out what my second favorite service organization in the world is doing. But Lions, they punch above their weight in our community, and I wanted to invite you. So please hang around after the break. We'll talk to Janice.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
Hey, this is Michael Rosenbaum.
Hey guys, Tom Welling. Look, we've both played heroes.
And we both played villains. But in the real life, there are no reshoots, no stuntmen, or sequels.
We all make mistakes. We're all human.
Making one bad decision can not only land you in jail, but could also put yourself and other people around you in serious risk.
Be smart, make a plan, catch a ride, stay put.
Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. This holiday season, be your own hero. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by NHTSA.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
And welcome back, everybody, to live local radio on 97.1 FM. As promised, I found the busiest woman in town, and I grabbed her and said, Janice, come on in, let's talk about Lions Club, because this is really, the Lions Club does so much in our community all year long. I mean, you think 4th of July, you think all this kind of stuff, you think Toys for Tots, and you think of all this other cool stuff, Easter egg hunt, all sorts of fun stuff.
Halloween.
And Halloween. That's getting bigger, isn't it? That's cool what you're doing down there. I love that. So you watch this club, and really right now is probably the time when they're probably the most busy for the longest amount of time. I'm going to guess, Janice, is that true?
It's almost 50-50 between 4th of July and
really?
Toys for Tots.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, the club's been around since 1953, a birdie told me, and doing lots of cool things. You've been a member for how long?
10 years.
10 years. And I think you've been president all those 10 years.
It feels like it.
I can do the math. I can see that. But throughout that time, ebbs and flows with membership, for sure.
You Absolutely.
Know, yeah. But the need is always there, isn't it? You
it
always,
is.
You know, food, the Toys for Tots thing is such an important part of our community. It makes such a difference for people here, too. Maybe give us an idea about how it started, maybe, and kind of what the mission is for that, and how's it going this year. So maybe just give us a history lesson first.
Well, it was pretty amazing. I think back in the 60s, you had a bunch of really amazing businessmen who would take used toys, take them to the Lions Club den, which used to be the sheep barn for the Bonner County Fair.
That's what that was?
That was. And they converted it into a warehouse. And these guys would get together and they had workbenches and they would refurbish the toys and then sneak them out to people's homes in the middle of the night. And they would bring them Christmas dinner and toys and just surprise the heck out of them.
Wow.
And half the time these families would be snowed in. They'd have no way to provide for their families for a holiday. And the Lions, it was Lions Club to the rescue.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So they became Santa's helper. And so if you come out to our building at 609 South Ella Avenue, you see we got a plaque on the wall that's been there since the 1960s. It says Santa's Helpers.
Well,
there's a reason for that.
There's worse things to be known for than that,
oh,
for sure.
Agreed.
But I can imagine seeing those guys, and they were guys back then.
Yes.
All guys, working on fixing toys up, you know, having a social part of it for sure, too, and then sneaking out to make kids' Christmases come true.
I mean, it was probably more fulfilling for them than it was the
You know, it always is. And you know that, too. You get that same
gratitude.
Buzz.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it started that way. And it's kind of morphed into more now, right? I mean,
well, women were not allowed in the clubhouse.
What
until
year?
The 1990s.
90s, really?
Yes.
Is that when women started in Lions here too?
Yeah. They women started back in kind of the 80s and 90s, but they were called Lionesses.
And they still
and
have
they
Lionesses
purple
out there.
Sashes, and they joined, and they did all of the housekeeping.
Yeah.
And they weren't allowed to sit in on the meetings and give their opinions. and it's come a long way.
It really has. In both organizations that way too.
Yes.
So Rotary took a little bit different stead, and I think you'd agree both organizations are welcoming to men and women.
Absolutely.
I mean, Rotary wouldn't do what it does without women, and Lions wouldn't either. But Rotary took it a different way. You know, so all of a sudden Kiwanis said, "Oh, we love women." They're in like early '80s, mm-hmm. early '80s for Lions Club, and Rotary being worldwide, 1.2 million people, they said, "Oh hell no, we don't want women there. We're going to the Supreme Court." And Rotary fought it all the way to the Supreme Court before the Supreme Court in 1987 said, "Oh, you have to have women."
I'm so glad you guys lost.
Is that crazy? But who ever would have fought that? I mean,
oh,
it was just
crazy.
It's just funny to watch all that. But that really set the template where, again, what percentage of your members are female?
Right now, it's probably like 80% female, 20% male.
Yeah.
But there are actually Lions Clubs. There's one in Spokane that is all women.
Yep.
That there are no men involved in it. And they thrive.
Mm-hmm.
They do great. Women love doing service work. They love doing volunteers just as much as men do.
Sure.
So, and it gives us all that sense of fulfillment when you can join a club and be there for people in need.
Yeah. And watching your club and what you've done here. And those of you who don't know, Janice and I get along famously. It's so important to have a strong Lions Club and a strong Rotary Club in our area. And we have our own, probably our own specialties, our own focus points maybe.
We do.
But the grand scheme of things, we're all in it to make the community better. And I've always admired, even when I ran the Daily Bee 100 years ago, the whole thermometer, the community coming together, kids, you know, getting in their piggy banks and giving you $15 out of it and just trying to make a difference for people that we don't know and we'll never know, most of them, but we know we're helping somebody bigger than ourselves. You've got to have stories about that, I'm sure. My
absolutely.
Gosh. And I'm sure it's heartbreaking on some of the...
Well, we have one, and it's really interesting. Since I started helping with Toys for Tots over 10 years ago, we have this group of ladies that they wander around town and they pick up change on their afternoon walks. And for a whole year, they save up all of their change that they find when they're walking around Sandpoint.
Right.
And then in December, sure enough, we get these baggies of change, and it's from the walking girls. And it's like, oh my, that is amazing.
How much?
You know, over the years, it's usually about $50 a year worth of change that they find. It is amazing.
How about that? So it's exercise with a cause,
yes.
Right? I mean, that's what a great idea. That's really cool. And different schools, elementary schools do some things, I've noticed.
All of the schools participate in some way, shape, or form. This year, we were really fortunate. We had one of the Idaho Education women reached out and found a grant to enrich our community. And Farm and Stidwell won that grant. So they won a $1,000 shopping spree. So they took their third and fourth grade class to Walmart and bought $1,000 worth of toys. And then they came out to the Lions Club and got to deliver them. And we surprised them and had Santa come visit with them, of course.
Oh, very good.
And
yeah.
So it was such a fun day for us seeing the kids.
Right.
And it was interesting because shortly after that, we had three people reach out to us and say, "Our kids want to clean out their toy boxes. Is there anything you guys can do with our kids' used toys?" And I said, "Of course there is. Bring them to the den." Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is such a need for toys. And our donations were down last year. And so these parents bringing us used toys, the parents that are coming in to pick up toys, love it. And they go through them and they take what they want. There's never a missing toy that doesn't find a home at the end of Christmas.
Right, right. Well, let's bounce back a little bit to your Lions Club. I've got you for a half hour today, so we can talk a little bit more, which I'm looking forward to that. But I kind of want to break it up a little bit. So tell me, you were saying time on task, 4th of July equals, you know, Toys for Tots, probably, as far as all hands on deck, all
correct.
That kind of stuff. Tell us about Lions Club a little bit. Tell us about how many members you have. Tell us about, you know, what your plans are. You know, maybe some of the stuff you do that maybe people don't know in our community.
Well, it's really interesting because when I joined 10 years ago, I was the second youngest member of the club. And things have changed so drastically that we have some huge changes in the future for next year. We have a new president that's joining our Officers Club, who will be the youngest president in Lions Club history for the Sandpoint Lions
Wonderful.
Club. And good. I'm not mentioning any names because I don't want to jinx it. Yes. And I am so excited to step down. But this new president that we have has such a different vision and different goals that I am super excited to support her and watch what happens with this new leadership.
Well, Janice, that's really cool for one thing. And the fact that you've been president for a while, and a lot of times what I've seen is you kind of, if you're there for more than a year or two, all of a sudden it becomes Janice's way of doing things or that president's way of doing things for a right. couple of years. And then somebody new comes in and says, well, we should try this. And there's a kind of a personal thing sometimes. But to hear you so open to that.
We embrace every new idea
so cool.
and any way that we can help this community.
Good.
And it's like an open book. Anybody wants to come in and check out our club, we gladly welcome them. We do have an open house every year. And this coming year, we have a new annual event. We are doing a yard sale every June. And just the amount of community support for that has been amazing.
Yeah.
And so, and it's the only fundraiser that we really have to help keep the lights on in the den. So we love.
Oh, so that money comes straight back to.
It does. It comes right to the Lions Club to help out with building maintenance and things that we need at the club.
So how does that work? So you have the den, and everybody knows it's right next to the museum. And I didn't know the history of it. That's very interesting. I'll look around a little bit longer next time I'm there to see any remnants of animals.
You can kind of smell it. No.
Okay. On a hot day. In
yes. Don't stand there. No, really, we blame it on the septic treatment plant.
Yeah, there's that. There is something to be said about that, yeah. for sure. So you meet twice a month?
We do, on the second and fourth Mondays at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because our last meeting, the meeting before last, we inducted four new members of our community. And they're all under, you know, the age of 40, which is amazing. Good. And just seeing the growth in this town. And then when the Farm and Stidwell kids came and dropped off the toys, the volunteers were like, we didn't even know this was here. And I'm like, how could you not know this is here? Shame on me for not getting the word out better, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard to ignore Lions Club, and you see it every day in the Daily Bead, right now with the thermometer thing going on. And also just the stories that pop up there, too. Again, both organizations doing great things here and getting some publicity for it, for sure, too.
Absolutely. And we started taking Toys for Tots applications on November 1st this year. And right now we're at 400 orders, which is about average. We're a little bit above average than we have been. We've noticed an influx of kids but less family members. So I'm not sure how more kids per order,
sure.
it feels like.
Sure.
But every one of those parents that comes up to pick up toys has a story. And it's mind-boggling the amount of things that people can endure and still think about Christmas for their kids.
Right. Well, that's where you come in.
It is.
For sure. You were saying the donations were down a bit last year. So are those cash donations you're talking about?
Any donations. Toys. And we total it all up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And we fell short of $50,000 last year. And so we did have to lower our points value for families for this year based on donations for last year. We're hoping this year it picks back up. It's been kind of on track, a little bit slow. I think the last time I checked the thermometer, we were just over $11,000. So, and we're trying to get at least $75,000 to cover the cost of the program.
Give me an idea of the point value thing you just mentioned there. How does that work out?
It's dollars for points.
Okay.
So if 1 year we're doing $50 per child, so they get 50 points in toys that we go through and we pull out. But, you know, we do amazing shopping. We're there at Black Friday. We're there when somebody's store is going out of business. If you've got a discount, Lions Club's there to buy your toys.
Well, and I've been around long enough to remember you had a connection back when Kmart was here.
Oh, yes.
And there was like a whole section in the back bowels of Kmart.
Specials.
And so somebody there, right, would tuck things away.
Yes.
And so then you would come sauntering in right there.
Yeah. And they had toys for 10 cents. And you'd be like, what? This is crazy clearance. But we're going to be there to take advantage of
exactly.
that.
Exactly. No. Absolutely. And they thought of you that way, too. It was a kind of a partnership, I noticed that way.
Yeah.
Do you have other partnerships with other businesses in town like that? Or do you kind of have to find your way?
We kind of have to find our way. Walmart, you know, we would hope they would be as supportive as possible. They do, you know, open up their public grants, and sometimes we qualify, sometimes we don't. It's their choice. They do allow us to put toy boxes in their store, which we greatly appreciate.
Does that pay off?
It does.
Okay.
And pretty much everywhere in town. I mean, North 40, all the banks, you know, restaurants, pretty much everybody asks us if they can keep a box or a toy, a coin jar there. So it's kind of amazing.
Very, very good. And it is all people lifting up other people too. Yes. Isn't that the coolest thing where you're helping people you've never known before, you'll never know again, but that one part of their life, you've helped them out. I think what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break, and we are going to keep talking to Janice. But think those good thoughts about the Lions Club. They definitely need your help now. They're still taking donations for money and all sorts of good stuff, and probably some volunteers too. So after the break, we'll catch up with some more Lions Club inside information. We'll catch you in a minute.
This year, give yourself and those you care about the gift of health and fitness at Natural Fitness Gym. Let Natural Fitness tone, shape, and energize your body with the area's largest equipment selection, cardio, and clean atmosphere. They have 24-hour member access. Natural Fitness gives you two locations at one great price, in Sandpoint on Superior Street and in Ponderé on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. Give the gift of health and join Natural Fitness today.
Better Together Animal Alliance has all your holiday needs, from sparkling tree decorations and cozy home decor to festive ugly sweaters and winter apparel to keep you warm all season long. We've got everything you need to make your holidays bright, fun, and full of cheer. Every purchase helps pets find their forever homes. Shop smart, shop with heart. Only at Better Together Animal Alliance.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Taylor and Sons. Taylor and Sons Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. For the most part, the greater Sandpoint community has a lot to be grateful for in 2025. On behalf of the Taylor family, I'd like to thank the community and our 30-plus employees for the support of our local business. This support is not surprising, as the greater Sandpoint businesses and community members contribute hundreds of thousands of dollars to community events and services each year, including the Food Bank, Toys for Tots, Ponderé Arts Council, Angels Over Sandpoint, Youth Athletics, and countless others. That being said, I would encourage everyone to show their thanks towards local businesses by doing as much of your holiday shopping as possible here in the greater Sandpoint area. The best way to show your gratitude to the businesses that support us is by keeping our money in the community. Our town has an amazing selection of just about anything on your list, including clothing, home decor, outdoor gear, and of course, cars and trucks. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Sniffles and sneezes got you down? GoodRx is here to help, with big savings on commonly prescribed cold and flu meds. GoodRx is free and easy to use. GoodRx is accepted at all major pharmacies like CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. Just search your prescription, find a coupon, then show your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx is not insurance, but it works whether you have insurance or not. If you do, GoodRx may beat your copay price. Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com to save today.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
Shining today.
Well, welcome back.
The sun is shining today.
Oh, is it today?
That big yellow thing in the sky?
You know,
I saw people on my street drop to their knees and start worshiping it because they hadn't seen it in ever.
I know. You know, it's cool because we've been pre-taping so many shows. I'm always afraid to mention weather, sports, anything else because, my gosh, we haven't had any snow. And then the week later when my show would air, it's like, you know, piled up. And they're going to think I'm like you, missing the weather thing.
As
you know?
Many people may or may not know, I'm on 106.7, the 70s, 80s, and 90s station. I'm on 3 to 6 weekday afternoons, and I do an all-request show noon to 1. It's a windowless studio.
Oh,
I can be wrong. I can walk in, take a look outside, look at the radar at 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock, and be completely wrong by 3 or 4. It's like living in Florida where you say it's sunny at 3 and then it's a hurricane at 4. Is that your phone ringing?
No, uh-uh. That'd be a rookie mistake. It really would.
It's been a few weeks, I guess.
It has been.
I tell you.
But speaking of losing a lot, I heard something about trivia last night.
Yes, after trivia every Wednesday night at Connie's from 7 to 9. It's a Jeopardy-style format. It's a ton of fun. It's like 10 categories, 4 or 5. You joined our team one night, and we won.
How'd we do it? We won. Yeah.
We came in first place, and then you thought, I think I'm going to sit on that the rest of my life and tell everybody I'm undefeated, because you've never joined us again.
It is going in my obituary. It really is. Undefeated in trivia.
Well, I'm hoping you and your lovely wife come down and play one night and take us on, because we're easy pickings these days. We came in fifth place last night.
Yeah, out of 6, you said?
Well, there was 8.
Oh, okay.
Usually we're 13 to 15 teams, so there was 8 last night with the rain. I think the rain's getting everybody down. But we got our proverbial keisters handed to us last night.
Isn't that funny, though? He said, being down, losing. I mean, he's got this trend thing going on right here. But I'm rooting for you. I think I can grab a date, and I think we'll meet you guys. I'd love to spend some time with you guys anyway.
Wednesday night, 7 to 9. Okay. We get down as soon as I get off air. At 6, we go for dinner first. And
Perfect. And it's really funny. You don't really click the radio stations anymore. But you can hear everybody shifting over from his station to mine at noon. And then they go back. It's kind of weird.
And weather I do on every station, KPND, K102, Rock 103, you name it, I do weather. I handle weather from 5 a.m. to noon.
You do. And it's funny. And most of the time he's right-ish.
Ish.
It's North Idaho. Can anybody be right?
Well, I have a dartboard in the studio. And at the 12 on top, it's a sun. At the 3 o'clock, it says rain, there's cloud, there's thunderstorms, there's hurricanes, there's, tsunami. Right. And I just throw darts at the board, and then I come and tell, it looks like it's going to be a tsunami today. And I was, the last week and a half, I've almost been right.
Yeah, so
you're
have
a professional
been, right?
meteorologist.
That's
yeah.
right. Do people ever call you out when you get it, totally wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Oh,
yeah.
We have an open text line 24/7 where I do my show, and I...
You hear about it.
The people can be cruel sometimes. They're mostly loving, but yeah.
Well, speaking of mostly loving, and that's what our community is all about this time of year, for sure. And it has been a standard, the Lions Club and the Toys for Tots drive, for sure. And I don't remember, when did the whole thermometer thing start? I know I did it when I was running the paper, but has it been going forever?
Forever.
Yeah.
Since time began, I'm pretty sure.
And so then you start seeing these donations, and they're almost all the cash ones, in that, it seems like. But you have anonymous, you have people, you probably have families who have given for years, like generational stuff.
So many.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all those memories we try to put in the paper, because there's so many people that feel our program is so important, and it was important to their loved ones. So when their loved ones pass, they like to pass that down.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like every day there's 15 to 20 names mentioned in there. I mean, that's a chunk of our community.
It's amazing.
Sure. Yeah. So traditional then families, they pass it along. They do in memorial of dad or granddad or whatever else, and all that stuff too, huh?
And it really touches us.
Yeah.
I mean, you open those and you read the in memory of recent lost ones and a little fresh.
And then you're there down at the den when the Toys for Tots thing happens too with these kids. I've been down there when we're doing food boxes.
Yes.
And that's fun because it's hands-on work. You're really making a difference. But then I noticed, of course, I think the next day or 2 days, then you have people in there doing their shopping thing with their kid for their kids.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, what does that do to you?
It's amazing. I mean, it just gives you such gratitude listening to people's stories and letting them pick out toys for their kids.
Yeah.
And now our program's different since the pandemic. We have the people apply and put what their kids would like on the application, and then we shop for them. And then we just call them when their toys are ready to be picked up.
You have a bucket or a basket or a box or something?
We usually put them in black garbage bags so that they can hide them when their kids are in the car.
Good call. Good call. Very good.
They can pretend they're Santa.
Right. And again, remind me, how many families did you serve last year?
Last year we had 403. Okay. And we're at that now. So we know we still have a couple more days left. So we'll surpass that this year.
And how do people know how to find you for that? And how do they know if they qualify? How does that process work?
We don't have a qualification program. We just help anybody that feels like they need it.
Yeah.
And our message gets out here on the radio. It gets, all over our social media, in the newspaper, in the reader, which we greatly appreciate everybody's input. We try to keep everybody up to date on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's great. It's kind of a throwback to a different time in a community, isn't it? I mean, we're still a small enough community where we care about our neighbors, And we also care about the people, again, we'll never meet. We'll never know. We might hear stories later on. And I'm going to guess, and I could be totally wrong, I'm going to guess, though, that you've had people who used to receive the gifts and the Toys for Tots who now are giving to Toys for Tots and helping out.
Not only do they give, but they also volunteer. They feel that need to pay back. And so there's several of our members right now that receive Toys for Tots, you know, in the past. And it's so appreciated when they join our club and give back to the community.
I'm sure.
It's amazing.
Oh, it is. And leading with the heart that way, too.
It is. I mean, well, they know what these people are going through because we went through it. So.
Yeah. And so people find you online to apply.
Yes.
Okay. Do other like social agencies kind of direct people your way?
They do. The food bank tells everybody, if you need help at Christmas, go see the Lions Club. And we keep applications on the door at the den so people can just show up, fill one out, and put it in the red box if they want.
Yeah. I remember you had two grumpy old guys there years ago, and they were concerned that people were abusing this thing. Do you remember this thing?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and it caused some consternation in your club. Because, well, they wanted to say, if you can't vet them, let's don't do it, because there's going to be one or two in there that are, you know, shouldn't be. And I'm so glad that you took the high road on that thing, because if one or two people are, who cares?
That's how I feel. Yeah, if they feel that need, then there's something missing in their life.
Yeah.
We need to help them anyway. They're still part of our community. We need to help them.
Right.
You know, but it's so slim and so few and far between. So it's worth it.
Yeah, you don't kill it off because a few,
exactly.
Maybe not even bad eggs, just people who don't understand how it works. I mean, who knows where that really comes from for sure.
Exactly.
And so you buy food.
We quit buying food
tell me more.
Before the pandemic.
Okay.
We couldn't allow anybody in the building because of the pandemic. We had several older members that we were concerned with.
Sure.
And so we stopped doing the food boxes, and we just put that money into the toys. And
I didn't know that. Okay, so now it's all Toys for Tots.
It is all Toys for Tots.
So it used to be.
We kind of decided we were going to stay in our own lane, let the food bank have their lane, and we'll stay in ours.
Good. Well, no, again, the need is there, so it doesn't really matter who does it, I guess.
And we greatly support the food bank. We ask people to bring canned goods to the Lions Club to drop off, and we have some now that needs to be delivered today. So
good. Yeah. Again, lifting everybody up that way for sure,
That's what we're there for.
So when do you meet next?
Our next meeting is on December 22nd.
Okay, so by that time you're done with pretty much all this.
Oh, yes.
You said you've been pretty much nonstop the past 2 weeks, Janice, for you personally?
Since November 1st.
November 1st.
Yes.
Oh, so longer than that for sure. So give us some idea about how that works. I mean, I wouldn't want to walk a mile in your moccasins because I have a little bit on certain things, as you well know. But how does this all come together? Is it a group of the whole club? Is it a few as a committee?
It is the whole club.
Yeah.
And everybody picks stores where they're going to check the coin boxes and the toy boxes. And then everybody does their part, picking up toys, picking up donations. And we all come together at our meetings and we bring everything on that Monday night. And, you know, our secretary turns our applications on November 1st. And within usually the first hour, our inbox is full and we are ready to go. Yeah, it is amazing.
Wow. Again, and every donation is a story, too. Every recipient is a story.
It is.
And it just feels so good this time of year. I mean, here we are in the holiday time, to know that you've helped people who have either lifted themselves up or have a bigger heart and have time to give back like they do, too.
It was pretty amazing. We had one of our previous clients called this year, and she says, you know, I'm doing really good this year. I would like to donate my Toys for Tots application to the family that just lost their house on the fire.
Oh.
And I'm like, you are amazing. Thank you so much. And so we do that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And people may know you, too, through Girl Scouts, too. You still do that. So you have no downtime for sure.
No.
But I remember when we were helping collect food and stuff for the firefighters.
Yes.
And then I get a call from my friend Janice. She says, hey, we might have a few extra Girl Scout cookies for you. Do you think they'd want them? I said, who wouldn't want them, right? So I said, sure. And I swear it was a pickup bed full of cookies. And they were so grateful for that. That was so cool.
We were happy to treat them.
Well, you know, and it does go back. And it is kind of hokey, I guess, maybe, the whole hometown thing. Whether it's shopping at home, you know, to make sure our local merchants are doing good things. Because that's who gives us, Lions and Rotary, a lot of the people, members, but also money and support and
absolutely.
All that. You know, and so people say, well, you know, Amazon's so fast and all this kind of stuff and all that. I said, well, you know, when's the last time Amazon helped us with a fund drive for to rebuild something or do something downtown or help a family that has had trouble that way? And You know, I started this years ago, and I swear, every time I'd write an editorial, like, hey, and it was simple, shop at home. When in doubt, shop at home. Give Larson's a shout out, you know, whatever else you could do. All of a sudden, I get these calls like, did you know they're not open on whatever? I had a grumpy person one time, you know, walking down the street. I'm not ever going back there. It's like, oh, my gosh, people, come on. Let's find something positive. And I think Sandpoint itself is like Mayberry downtown. And thanks for you guys for getting the flag thing started there. We have what we call the Avenue of Flags down there now on the 4th.
Thank you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so amazing seeing the flags out there and knowing I didn't have to get up at 4 in the morning to put them up.
You know, between the Lions and the Rotary, I am honored just to be it. And I'm listening to you back and forth here, trying not to pipe in too much. But, you both bring to the community. I've been here 28 years. Nothing but respect.
Thank you, Pat, and you do your bit as well. We all do. That's what happens. We all try to find our own ways to do it, and the more Sandpoint's better off with a strong Rotary Club and a strong Lions Club, and we're the community's better that way. And the more we work together, the better off we all are.
If I can add one thing, I don't think either one of you use me nearly enough. I'm on air weekdays from 3 to 6 on 106.7, and I would be glad to push and pump and
look at that guy.
I love this.
I've got your backs.
I really got your backs. Well, I don't know how we're gonna ever top that, so we're not going to be able to top that. But Janice, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great.
Thank you, David. It's really good seeing
you, and thanks for all you guys do. And you know, when in doubt, if you think you have a spirit of trying to give back and do something bigger than yourself, I've got to tell you, time spent with Lions, time spent with Rotary. It comes back in so many different ways, and you get to meet the greatest people. You know, I keep telling people on my journey as district governor for Rotary that I haven't met a Rotarian that I wouldn't want to spend more time with, and Lions Club people are the same way. I know a bunch of your members, too.
We feel the same way about the Rotary. Well, you know, we
raise each other up, and it is a mutual admiration. I know, Pat's crying over here in the corner.
Well, this is awesome.
I can't top that, and I'm not going to try, so I think we're going to take a break here because we can go no deeper on any of this kind of stuff. After the break, we have Marion Martin coming from BGH talking about all sorts of things of emergency services and all sorts of cool stuff, the important stuff that our hospital does here. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have a representative from BGH.
This holiday season, Better Together Animal Alliance needs your help to empty the shelters. Through December 15th, all adult pet adoption fees are completely waived. That's right, your new best friend could be waiting for you with no adoption fee. Give a dog or cat the gift of a loving home for the holidays and receive unconditional love in return. Visit Better Together Animal Alliance today. Meet your perfect match and help us make room to rescue more lives. Empty the shelters and fill your heart. BetterTogetherAnimalAlliance.org.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. If it's a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Highmark Heating and Cooling, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. We're committed to meeting your needs and your budget with a high level of skills and integrity. Call to schedule an appointment today. Go to HighmarkHeatingandCooling.com. Proudly serving Bonner County for over 20 years. Bryant, whatever it takes.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped the Northwest knock out to-do list one tough job at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Spokane and Lewiston, we're proud to back Washington State Athletics with the same grit we bring to every yard, field, and job site. From mowing to digging to plowing, Kubota delivers, and so do we. Visit AdamsTractor.com. Adams Tractor, nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, fueled by crew pride.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with autopay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay up early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
Rev up your holiday spirit. It's our special December event at Wheels and Waves. Looking for a reliable used car, truck, motorcycle, or maybe even that perfect boat? This month when you buy a used vehicle or boat, we'll make a special donation to Toys for Tots in your name. That's right. Find your next adventure and help a child in need. We're Wheels and Waves, located in Sagal, Idaho, at the corner of Highway 95 and Algoma Place. Check out our inventory now at wheelsandwaves.com. Drive home happy while giving back to the community. Wheels and Waves.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, again, happy Thursday, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. And Pat, I'll run over like I always do, so I want to thank you before you cut me off at the end of the section. Thanks for filling in today. That was great. It really was.
We put the band back together.
The band
we did this together when you first started doing this,
we
and
did.
I've moved over to the other station. Tag does an amazing job. Tag is, I can't say enough good things about him since he started working here. He is the future of this entire company.
You brought him up. He's been following your lead. That's
yeah,
awesome.
He takes care of the football on the weekends and whatnot, and all the things I did at one time.
Yeah.
He's doing them, and I'll even say doing them better. So.
Oh, there you go. No, he's a great guy, too. And again,
superb guy.
Yeah, you were.
Your friend.
Thanks for getting me started in this whole gig. I appreciate that. I appreciate your friendship and your professionalism on this, too.
Thank you
for that. In the studio today, I have Marion Martin from Bonner General Health. She is the Director of Emergency Services, the Trauma Program, and Manager of STEMI. Oh, she's the coordinator of that. It stands for what?
ST elevation, myocardial infarction.
And what do you mean, a heart attack, right?
Heart attack, so, is what you can call it.
So she's watching me as we speak here. She's watching for the carotid artery going. We'll see how that goes. Well, welcome. I'm sure glad you're here. And
well, thanks for having me.
We were talking a little bit off the air about, you know, your history a little bit. Maybe tell the listeners who you are a little bit and where you came from and what brought you to this station today.
Oh, okay. Well, I have been nursing for 45 years. And so about 42 or 43 of that has been in the emergency department. And so I've had a lot of experience, and not just in Sandpoint. I moved to Sandpoint about 10 years ago. I've been working at the hospital here, but I've worked in many other emergency departments.
Around the world?
Around the world, yes.
Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia, Canada, and the U.S.
Right. So. And where does the accent come from? You've got a little bit of the bean gave you away.
Oh, is British Columbia.
British Columbia.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And so you've been here 10 years-ish. Yes. What have you seen here? Tell us about BGH a little bit, and tell us what your role is there exactly.
I am, was the, I, let me rephrase that. I am the Director of Emergency Services. I've been managing the emergency department for several years, and I'm just now turning that over to Ryan Kerouac as our new manager, and I'll be the director over BGIC and the emergency department, and then the trauma coordinator, trauma program manager, and the STEMI coordinator.
Mm-hmm. And so, you're based in the facility itself?
Okay. Near the emergency department.
And you're not really forward-leaning for the public, are you? You're more of internal, making things happen, it sounds like?
Yes, I'm not out on the floor as much as I was, especially in the last year or so.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I was doing the math. You've had quite a career, my goodness.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
And how did you find Sandpoint?
You know, it's the out on a drive and came north, wanted to be closer to Canada just so I could see my family, and drove over that bridge, and it had us.
It spoke to you.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that story before, ever. No, there is something to be said about that too, Marion. It truly is. And you've watched your part of the world change a bit.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the evolution, emergency services, for example, and then again, the whole cardio heart attack stuff. I mean, there's some different things going on in all your different worlds. So tell
there
us.
There is. You know, there's a change, obviously, through the years. I mean, I remember back in the days when we didn't even have gloves and AIDS hadn't occurred and things like that. So we've come a long way. And not only just in what we're doing with our patients, but in the technology and the education for the nurses. And so we really, with Bonner General, it's a smaller hospital, so we really have to be prepared to handle everything that comes into the emergency department. And that's much different than when I worked in a big hospital that saw 300 plus patients a day. you know. So here we try to make sure our staff get educated in many different areas so that they can be prepared for everybody that walks in.
Right, and all sorts of different things walk in, don't they?
Everything. Or come in by ambulance.
I'm sure. Are people healthier now or not as healthy now than when you started your career?
Well, I think nationally they say not as healthy.
The obesity thing, true. I mean, that's what's going on. Yes. And so that manifests itself into diabetes and heart issues and whatever else.
Yes. So we see that when we talk about STEMIs or heart attacks. You know, time is really important for those type of things, stroke and trauma. So we are part of the TSC organization in Idaho, and several hospitals can apply, and then you get your designation. And that's what we have. We're designated for traumas at a level 4, for strokes level 3, and STEMIs level 2. And we also were recognized.
Very good. If you can move that mic a little bit closer to your mouth. There you go. Perfect.
There.
What happens is people are driving along the road, they hear you on the radio, and then all of a sudden your voice goes away, and they start they turn up the radio, and then, you know, we're trying to help that.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that has changed a bunch that
it
way, for
changed.
Sure.
It has changed. And really what we want to do is we want to get those patients to the care that they need as soon as possible.
Absolutely. So there's probably a preconceived notion, probably ill-founded, that you're going to get better treatment at a different location, you know, a bigger town, bigger hospital, bigger facility type of thing. And I'm finding out in my personal world, we've visited you guys way too many times in our family here recently, that's not the case. Would you make a case for the BGH method of treatment and community?
Well, I think personally, you're going to get a lot more personalized care at Bonner General. And, you know, we do have waits sometimes, but we don't have hours and hours long waits most of the time. And that's really when we see visitors to our community come in and they go, we'll say, we're sorry for the wait, and they've waited 15 minutes. And they're like, this wasn't a wait, you know. So we do work hard for trying to get the best patient care that we can. And, you know, I do believe people think, well, if you drive to a bigger place, you get better service. And it's not always true. I think sometimes it could be, but sure, not always.
And you're connected in with those bigger facilities and that technology too, aren't you? I mean, so
yes,
people,
yes, very connected. So, for instance, if someone comes into our hospital and has a heart attack, we want to get them to definitive care. Definitive care means that's where they're going to get the treatment for their heart attack. So we give them the initial medications they need, and we're out the door with them either by helicopter or EMS. We activate and they go down to Kootenai generally. And that's where Kootenai will open up those vessels and help them. And so we're very coordinated in that. We can get people out very quickly if they need to go out. And the whole thing is that we want to get the patients to the right place, but not all patients need to be in a big hospital.
Right. So you kind of find your level, the bubble right here, don't you, for that? And,
yeah.
And again, if it's deeper, heavier, whatever the different level is, you're connected with that as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. So. We're very connected, very close with mm-hmm. that.
So we were talking off air a little bit that nurses are coming in better trained than back in the day. Are you seeing other advances too that really kind of excite you about patient treatment and outcomes?
Oh, yes, there's a lot. And, you know, we work together as a team. And when you're saying, you know, like what happens, we meet routinely with our team up in the north here in Kootenai, and we all work together. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of education that we train our nurses specifically to for trauma. There's a program called STABLE for delivering babies and things like that we are ready for in the emergency department. So
sure,
that's a lot of education goes along with being an emergency room nurse.
It sounds like it. So Director of Emergency Services, so what percentage of the business patients that come in are emergencies? I mean, is that a high percentage? Is it a low percentage? How does that figure in the whole patient category for a BGH?
Yeah, well, we triage patients when they come in, and they're assigned their acuity. So just for instance, I'm going to give you a trauma number. So in traumas, we have P1, P2, and P3. Those are priority 1, 2, and 3s. So out of the priority 1s and 2s, those are the sickest traumas are the highest risk. We get, of those, about 70 this year.
70. Okay.
This is just trauma, not all the other things. But, you know, that number since 2023 has gone up 50%.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's really climbing. We've got, you know, a lot of the STEMIs or the heart attack patients. We treat a lot of patients with chest pain that may not be having their heart attack right at that moment. So then we get them set up and treat them. But the STEMIs, the actual heart attacks that patients are having, we see about 20 of those a year. Oh. Doesn't seem like a lot, but we're drilled down quickly when we have those.
Right, and all trained up to make sure it's the best outcome possible that way, for sure.
I mean, some patients call 911, and that's a great thing to do if you're having chest pain or, you know, a nausea, vomiting, chest pain, shortness of breath, those type of symptoms. And that type of thing.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, again, and it's what you guys do there is wonderful. And the more we get the word out about it, I think more people make the right choices that way. Mm-hmm. Marion, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great getting to meet you, and hopefully we won't see you in a different aspect. But
hope not.
And all of you, stay safe out there, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.